Christopher Pack is an artist, and it shows when you step into his room. His wall is lined with a mix of black and white portraits and colorful action scenes.
You know, I started practicing and really started honing my skills with drawing.
One of his favorite things to bring to life on paper, superheroes.
This is Deadpool. Everyone should know him by now. You know, they made movies about him.
And if you don't know, he's a foul-mouthed anti-hero, a Marvel character. It makes sense that Pack plans to study visual and sports communications in college. He recently graduated as valedictorian from a small charter school in Indianapolis, and he says college wouldn't have been possible without micro-scholarships.
With Raise Me, I was able to, like, see all the achievements I went through, and I was said, you know what, let me just put them in and see what I get.
Pack created a profile on Raise Me and started following institutions that offer micro-scholarships. From there, he added in his achievements from freshman to senior year and got an estimate from each school of how much money they would offer him. Students can receive money for good grades, volunteering, and participating in sports. They can range from, say, $75 to up to $6,000. More than a million high schoolers across the country are using the free platform. Raise Me Director of Partnerships Miles Hodge says that includes about 25,000 in Indiana.
It really is changing the dynamic, and it's having students start to think about it earlier and also exposing them to schools they might not have ever thought of before.
Pack committed to IUPUI. The school just partnered with Raise Me last year. Beth Knight is the director of IUPUI's scholarship office. She says the university liked the idea of offering the small scholarships.
You're basically encouraging the student to do things that they need to do to really become college prepared anyway, but you're giving them sort of an allowance in these micro scholarships along the way, and it makes them feel actively engaged.
Indiana State University started offering micro scholarships a couple years ago. Associate Vice President for Enrollment Management Richard Toomey says higher education institutions used to focus their recruitment efforts on juniors and seniors, but he says micro scholarships allow them to do meaningful outreach earlier.
If a student comes and takes a college tour and actually registered through our admissions office and experiences campus for a day with us, we will actually award them a one-time $500 scholarship to actually enroll at Indiana State.
Although funds received through micro scholarships won't necessarily pay for a student's entire tuition, experts say it can be a good recruitment strategy. But Lumina Foundation Strategy Director Haley Glover says universities can't stop there.
Being able to support students once they get to college is equally, if not more important than getting students to the door of the college.
Since the platform is so new, there's not much data to measure its impact. But Hodge says some schools are seeing higher GPAs and more students staying enrolled on average. And maybe most importantly, it encourages high schoolers to start thinking about their finances earlier.
The value of education has never really been focused on more than it is now. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about student debt. Really finding the types of aid that can help students pay for college and college affordability is really important.
That's why it was so important for Pack to find multiple ways to pay for school. He knew his parents couldn't, so after receiving more than $7,000 in micro-scholarships, he applied for more scholarships.
And I just found what's out there, and Raise Me just kind of like was that push to say, hey, there's more out there. You just got to look for them and just apply.
Pack started at IUPUI this semester, and his tuition costs are completely covered. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.